الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to all the viewers of Madani channel in our silsila Learn Quran. First of all, I would like to share a blessing of the recitation of Durud-e-Pak. Rasool-e-Muhtasham Nabi-e-Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whosoever recite 50 times Durud upon me every day, on the day of judgment, I'll shake my hand with him. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. How beautiful blessing of the recitation is. Only 50 times a person recites درود پاک every day, inshallah عز و جل, he'll have this big opportunity on that day when there would be too many hardships. So please make intention that inshallah عز و جل, I'll recite Durud Pak in abundance on my Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, before proceeding towards the ayat and tafasir, please make good intentions, because the intention of a mu'min is better than his action. So whatever would be taught, inshallah, I'll try to act upon, and you can make the intention that I'll watch the whole silsila from the start to the end. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the best example for us, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us this holy Quran to act upon. And in this holy Quran, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained too many things about the history of the mankind. Today we are going to learn about another very important incident which took place among Bani Israel, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said,
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين.
So you listen the ayah. Now the summary of this ayah is, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً. Remember when Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام said to his nation, surely Allah tabarak wa ta'ala orders you to slaughter a cow. قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوَا. They said, do you make fun of us? قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam said, I seek refuge of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that I would be among the ignorant. So this is the ayah which is explaining another very interesting incident. Surely Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to Bani Israel to slaughter a cow. And what is the history about that? Basically, there was a person among Bani Israel who was killed, and nobody knew who is the killer. Actually, he was a wealthy person, and his cousin brother killed him, and after killing him, he put his dead body on the door of the next town. So when Bani Israel came to know about that incident, and they did not know who is the killer, so there was a very big dispute among them, and they wanted to know about the killer. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told Bani Israel to slaughter a cow. And it is very interesting here that why Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told them to slaughter a cow. There were too many other animals. But what is the reason to choose the cow? Because cow was very sacred among them, and before they used to worship the cow, as it was mentioned in previous episodes. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told them to slaughter a cow, that their respect should be only for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, not for any animal. That's why Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala ordered them to slaughter a cow. So due to their respect, they did not want to slaughter the cow. So they started making lame excuses. They said, O Musa, ala nabijina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, you make fun of us. And in a very beautiful way, Musa ala nabijina wa alayhi salatu wa salam replied them and said, I seek refuge of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that I would be among the ignorant. Because to make the fun of someone, it is not the way of prophets. This is not a thing of fun. Actually, this is the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, O Bani Israel, surely Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ordered you to slaughter a cow. It was not a big matter for them, but they started questioning about the cow. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said,
قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا مَا هِيَ قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ فَافْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ
So the summary of this ayah is, Bani Israel said to Musa, عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَعَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ O Musa alayhi salam, pray for us to your Rabb. He may describe about the cow. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ فَفْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to Bani Israel, Allah Azza wa Jal says, It is a cow, neither very old nor very young. It is between in these two conditions. So do what you are commanded. So my dear Islam brothers, in the previous ayah we saw that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala did not tell them to slaughter any special cow. But due to their questions, they are commanded to slaughter such kind of cow, neither very old nor very young, without reason questioning the prophets. It is not a good thing. And it is very special lesson for us as well. Because whenever we go to meet any alim-e-deen, any mufti sahib, so we want sharia guidance. So whatever they say, so we should accept that. Sometimes people, they have this type of habit that they don't have any need of questions. The things are very clear for them, but they start asking unnecessary questions. So sometimes they make difficulties for themselves. And we should take care about unnecessary questions. So in the upcoming ayah, now Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned about their next question. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said,
قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ فَاقِعُ اللَّوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ
In this ayah, another question is mentioned. قَالُ ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا They said, O Musa, pray to your Rabb that he reveals its color for us. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ فَاقِعُ اللَّوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, It is a yellow cow of bright color, pleasing to the beholders. My dear Islam brothers, you saw that how Bani Israel made a simple thing very difficult for them due to their unnecessary questions. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned very clearly all the things for them. And now they had no choice to escape from that commandment of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So my dear Islam brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, this was the lesson of the day. Inshallah Azawajal, in the coming episode, we will try to complete this incident and how they slaughtered the cow and what was the result after that and how Bani Israel came to know about the killer. So inshallah Azawajal, we will explain in the coming episode. Now the segment of the day, the important vocabulary. Qala, he said. Ya'murukum, he order you. Talbahu, slaughter. Baqarah, cow. Huzuwan, fun. A'udhu, I seek refuge. Jahileen, it is the plural of jahil, means ignorant. Yubayyin lana, he explain for us. Faridun, old. Bikr, young. Awanun, between. If'alu, do. Ma tu'marun, what you are commanded. Launuha, its color. Safra'un, yellow. Nazireen, beholders. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, these were some important words of the day. Inshallah Azawajal, in the coming episode, we will try to explain and learn some more things about Surah Baqarah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq and power to act upon whatever we learn today. Ameen. Bijahin Nabijil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Let's learn Quran. Let's learn.